fuel. It's a good day.
You have us, and we have you. It's 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn along. Richie has become a statistic, Jennifer. Did you understand
what?
That he has he is now taken himself out of the loop of the living almost. His family is all sick with everything you can imagine.
Oh,
the
no.
The creeping Kretzky's have invaded the McFadden clan, so he's gonzo.
I'm if sure Rich started it. I think it was his fault.
Yeah, exactly. So Jennifer is in Los Angeles, as she usually is. I'm in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is not a place. I think there are a couple of towns in states in America called Jerusalem. Isn't there a Jerusalem in Pennsylvania?
There's something like when I type in the weather, there's always like a Jerusalem, like Ohio or something
Jerusalem,
like that.
Jerusalem, Ohio, that is. That's the voice of a stand-up comedian named Avi Lieberman, who's here in the studio with me in Jerusalem, along with Sherry Mandel, who is an Israeli author, a mother, and an activist because of a tragedy that occurred to her. Let's connect you to America, first of all. Sherry, you grew up and lived in Long Island for how most of your life till how many years ago?
Well, we made Aliyah. We moved to Israel 16 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But before that, I went to Cornell. I was the typical American.
Yeah. Why did you decide you wanted to move here?
Because Judaism was important to us, and we felt like we wanted to go to the heart of the Jewish world, and that's Jerusalem.
Right. Yeah, it sure is. The heart of a lot of different things, including the Jewish. It's actually the heart of the Christian world, in a manner of speaking, the heart of the Muslim world.
Right.
When you consider everything came from here. And one of the reasons I decided this is a good time of year for me to come over here is because we're in the Holy Land, the Holy Time, holidays for all three of the major religions during the course of this month. So it makes it, I think, important. There's great stories to be told, including yours, a very important story. Along with us, along with Sherry Mandel, is Avi Lieberman, who is a stand-up comedian who grew up in Houston.
Correct, yeah. I was actually born here. I was born in Nahariya, which is way up north.
So you did the opposite thing of Sherry. You wanted to go back to the States.
Right. I decided at 3 and a half that I needed to go to... No, my parents had moved... they moved here, like, in the late 60s, after the Six-Day War, when everybody was drunk with, happiness. And they... So then the economy got bad early 70s after the Yom Kippur War. Parents moved back to the States for, monetary reasons and ended up growing up there. So
Houston was, for you and what you like about life, how is Houston as a place to get yourself started and trained?
It's great now that the Texans are 9-3, but outside of that, I grew up there. My dad's a professor, so he was. He got a job at the University of Houston, and that's how I ended up there.
Yeah.
But graduated school, high school, and then I actually went to college in Binghamton, not too far from where Sherry went to Cornell.
Right.
And moved to L.A. pretty much right afterwards and started this.
So you still call L.A. your home?
That's tough for me to do because I'm not. I associate it by the sports teams, so because I'm still a rabid Houston sports teams fan, it's weird for me to think that.
Okay, so what
from
are the
a rabid
sports?
From a rabid Dodger fan.
Right.
There you go.
What are the main sports teams in Jerusalem?
I don't know, but I know that they're probably
Beitar.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Beitar Jerusalem.
What do they do? What do they do?
Who knows? Who knows?
Soccer? We have soccer and basketball.
Yeah, soccer and basketball.
I'm getting that you're, Sherry, not probably the biggest sports fan in town.
No, I am a sports
really?
Fan, but I don't really follow Israeli sports.
Oh, okay. All right. So what sports do you follow? The Giants and the Mets and the...
No.
What goes on back home?
None, really. No. Don't follow. But I was.
You were. Okay. So there's a point for you there. There are people who will tell you that stand-up comedians do very poorly on my program.
Okay.
Jennifer will chuckle.
So far, I'm killing. I feel great.
There's a promo
so far you're
someplace.
Better than most.
I'm getting laughs overseas, for God's sakes.
Michael, for the 23, Michael, find that the Dead Comedians Go to Die promo. Let Avi listen to that.
Perfect.
And see how he fits in here with these comedians. Let's tell Sherry's story or have Sherry tell her story. The reason you wrote the book, The Blessing of a Broken Heart.
Well, I have a hard story. My family, we moved to Israel in 1996, and my oldest son, Kobe, was 13. He was 9. Well, I can't do the math. But anyway, in 2001, he was 13. And he and his friend, Yosef Ishran, they cut school. They went hiking by our home in Tekoa. And, of course, they didn't tell anybody what they had done. And they went down. We live in the edge of a beautiful wilderness area. And they went down hiking, and they never came home. They were murdered by terrorists who beat them to death with rocks and left them in a cave.
That story in itself would send me, if it were me, I'd go back to America. And you here have decided not to. You've told the story in the book, and it has to be a story that we could spend hours on. The way a mother feels about her son, the anger, hatred, if that's what it is. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I ought to ask you, how have you felt when you first learned about it, and over the years, what's been going on with you and your family with regard?
Well, right away, I fell to the ground, and I looked at my husband, and I said, what are we going to do? And he looked at me.
Is he your only child?
No, I have three. He was the oldest. I have three. I had three others, thank God. And my husband said, we're not going, the terrorists killed Kobe, we're not going to let them destroy our family. Mm-hmm. And right
away. Did they take them just because they were there? That was it?
Yeah.
They just grabbed them because they were available.
They were vulnerable Jewish boys. They had their backpacks. They had, you know, all they had were their school books and a
salami. And they didn't know where they really were? They didn't know how close. They hadn't been warned that this is the place they ought to stay away from.
Well, at that time it was Intifada, and yeah, the boys were told don't go down to the Wadi, the canyon. Don't go down to an isolated place. We had told them, but it was like their backyard. It's 5 minutes from our home, and they were the new boys in town, and all the other kids knew the Wadi like the back of their hands.
Stay away.
But since then, we started a foundation in memory of Kobe, and it's called the Kobe Mandel Foundation. And we work with children primarily, and we run summer camps for kids who lost their mother or father or sister or brother to terror.
And how many people are we talking about?
Well, there's thousands of people, but we've been running the camp for 10 summers, and we usually have about 500 kids at the camp.
All of them are Jewish and all of them are Israelis? Or are they come from around the world?
No, all Israelis.
What goes on at the camp?
Well, the camp is the happiest place in the world, and it's a regular camp, but we also have different therapies, but they're all indirect, so we do drumming, and we do nature therapy, and we do carpentry, and we do yoga, and we do breathing.
How do you, as a mother who has lost a son under that circumstances, how do you deal with the terrorists and the philosophy, and what do you teach your other children about those people? And I say those people in quotation marks.
Right, with our enemy. Well, we want justice, but Jews are taught not to seek vengeance. Like, I grew up, I wasn't a religious family. And my mother, I remember I broke up with my boyfriend and I was upset with him, and she looked at me and she said, Sherry, the best vengeance is a good life. And I really feel that's the Jewish way, is to try to grow and build from pain. And to seek justice, and yeah, and the comedy that we are doing is part of that.
And that's why Avi is here with us. We're talking about Sherry Mandel's experience, her family's experience. The book is called The Blessing of a Broken Heart. It won the National Jewish Book Award from the Jewish Book Council. And the story, as you can hear, is a compelling one. So now let's turn this around. In a moment, we'll talk to Avi Lieberman about the comedy he's doing for Kobe and how it helps to bring a focus to the problem, but also in a way deals with it in a positive, upbeat. I mean, I don't know, you and I haven't laughed yet. But we'll,
you chuckled, didn't you?
I did chuckle. Yeah,
there
just
we
for
go.
A second. All right, well, I'll chuckle. I'm going to give you the benefit of that.
All right,
16 after on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Andy. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Mrs. Scrooge.
Humbug! Ah! Ah!
Humbug! Humbug, I tell you, humbug!
There have been dozens of Scrooges, but my favorite Christmas carol is a modest animated TV version from 1962.
And they sing of Christmas. Ah, humbug!
That's Jim Backus and Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. Simple, colorful, and tuneful. It's the Scrooge of choice in my house. And that's not just humbug.
Humbug!
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly, in your own home, with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Things go very, very badly for Bradley Cooper and Zach Galifianakis in The Hangover Part 2. Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help. And Jason Momoa and Ron Perlman battle it out in Conan the Barbarian. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program from Jerusalem in Israel. We are having a conversation, Jennifer and I, with Sherry Mandel, who's the author of The Blessing of a Broken Heart. She told us the story of her son, 13 years old, who was captured by terrorists and killed. Avi Lieberman is here, who is a stand-up comedian, and he does a show twice a year to benefit the Kobe Foundation. It's the KobeMandel.com website is a place you can go to find out more information about him and about the story and about the foundation. And there's also a website, ComedyForKobe.com.
Right.
I think, obviously, you've become family friends. It looks to me like the two of you are
very
good
friends. Yeah, I'd say
so.
We hang out.
Yeah. Pal around.
Why did you want to do this? What got you?
Well, when the second Palestinian uprising started in 2002, the mood here was just awful. So, and I decided, I hadn't been to Israel in about 10 years, and I decided, you know what, I'm just going to come just to basically show support and...
you're riding coach or first class?
It was coach back then.
Okay,
that was tough.
Yeah, okay.
So, and I came here, and it was just like there was nobody around, and you know, somebody suggested as a goof, "Hey, why don't you do a show, comedy show here?" But you know, and that's sort of where it's a friend of mine suggested she used to work at this place called Crossroads, which deal with teen at risks,
mm-hmm.
Teens at risk, and they said, "Why don't you do a show for my kids?" I'm like, I'm not doing a show for a bunch of angry teenagers. You know, it's just not gonna. So then I got back.
Remember how angry you were as a
teenager. Yeah, right. I know. And I said, because I know how I was. And I said, you know, when I got back, I was like, you know what? That may not be a bad idea to just try to put together a show to just brighten people's spirits. So in 2003, you know, after I got, long story short, I got in touch with the promoter who basically said, I have no other business coming in. Let's give it a shot. And that was it. Put together the first show in 2003. And, you know, it's sort of built from there. You know, it started just to basically brighten people's moods and, you know, make them feel better about, you know, their day.
So we're going to put you to the test.
Right.
This will be the big time test on the Doug Steffen Good Day program as to whether or not.
There's no math involved, is there?
No, there's no math. There's no science. All,
right.
All this is make me laugh time.
Oh, no.
Come on,
I don't
Jennifer.
Like hearing
never
that.
Never go well.
Jennifer's saying, oh, no. Never goes well, Jennifer?
No, it'll go
it
well.
Never goes well.
It's good you preface
21 after on Good Day.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. Don't come when your walls start falling down. I've got a little bit of respect. Don't take it away.
Beautiful, beautiful. A revolution. Time to strike.
Right Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't woman to this guy? Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's S-E-A-L-A-N-E.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Doug Steffen Show, where young comedians come to die.
Are we supposed to refer to you as Big Daddy, Jeff, or how are we supposed to refer to you?
You call me Big Daddy, okay?
So the best way to win over our hearts and minds is for you to be funny.
In England, you know, they think it's terrible that we execute people. They lose more people in one soccer game than we execute in a year. I mentioned that, I was in England and we were executing in America somebody, as we sometimes do, and the guy said, "Do you believe in the electric chair?" I said, "I believe in electric bleachers."
That's not funny. I don't find killing people to be particularly funny.
I think they're just a tough audience. That's all there is to it.
Rest in peace, Big Daddy.
So it's with that backdrop.
I've never heard that promo before, by the way.
Haven't you? You've never heard that
ever,
before?
Ever.
Oh.
All right,
thank God I don't do setup punch, boy.
Wow.
All right, so we have a conversation going with Sherry Mandel here in the studio with me in Jerusalem. She is an Israeli author, a mother, an activist, the blessing of a broken heart, the story of her son being captured by terrorists and killed. Avi Lieberman, who is a stand-up comedian that has spent a good deal of time here, works in the States as well. The Comedy for Kobe show is tonight.
Correct. Yeah,
here,
we have our
right?
first show. I mean, yeah, actually, the way we got started, I actually used to do the show for a different charity, and it sort of outgrew that. We had, like, administrative stuff, and we sort of parted ways, and I was looking for a new charity to be the benefactor. Well, thank God we have some donors who help out. So,
so you don't have to pay taxes in America? Is that why you do
No, unfortunately, they still come after.
Do they get your taxes in Israel, too?
They'll get
have a joke or routine
they'll
about
get
taxes.
Anywhere. They have worldwide income tax. I don't even know this. I learned about that from my accountant. Sorry, Avi. So we were looking for a new charity to just be the benefactor. And I had two separate, this is what it's like to deal with Jews. I had two separate charities come
see,
to
now
me.
That's funny.
And, yeah.
You see, I wish we had
you haven't even heard it
camera
yet.
And I'm
yeah.
smiling. That's
you haven't even
yeah.
heard it yet. This
right.
is so one organization basically was like, well, it sounded too, the, another organization, a big one, they said, let me get this straight. We don't have to pay the comics. They go, no, we don't pay for their flights. No, we don't pay for hotels. No, we keep all the money from the gate.
And these
that's
are Jewish
right.
people.
Yeah, and they go, too good to right. be true. Forget it. And they right. said no.
Really?
They were like, it's God forbid you should get any good news whatsoever. So, and the executive director of the Kobe Mandel Foundation, Roy Engstreich, he had been to the shows, and the guy who worked for this other charity had said, I'm so disgusted with my boss's answer, I'll have a charity for you by the end of the week, by the end of the day, and called me, and this guy, Roy, who works for the foundation, said, this Roy has been to your shows. I said, the board's approved. Yes, the board already approved. And then I heard later, they never told the board. They just did it, made the money, and then told the board later. You want to keep doing it? Oh, yeah, sounds great to us. So that's how I have to deal with Jewish
boards. So why would people find you entertaining?
Funny.
But I, yeah, okay, so I...
Yeah, no, so basically, we had done the shows...
Can we sit back here? I know, Sherry, yeah. Sherry and I can just
why am
sit
I entertaining?
Back and here we are. Yeah. We dare you to laugh, make us
right.
laugh.
Basically,
and make balloon animals.
I bring, I gotta do that too now.
Yeah.
Can they see balloon animals Jennifer, over the radio? Is it really? That's challenging.
We encourage
it so
you to
fun.
Use your imagination.
Right. Yeah. The So basically, I bring, it's myself and three other comics from the States that I bring, and I bring guys
Jewish?
That have been, no, most of them are not. Actually, I don't have any Jews aside from me on this one.
Really?
And my other Jewish comics are teasing me. How's your Judenrein tour going? You know, they're making fun of me. But usually it's, I have one Jewish comedian, one, the standard lineup, they joke, Jewish guy, black guy, white guy. They're, you know, or depending on
it. Right, Jewish guys, well, they could either be black or white, I suppose.
Yeah, and then I have, you know, a variety. So this time I have
Most of the great comedians have been Jewish.
A lot.
I would say
spread out.
People, I'm hearing that people compare you to Seinfeld. You kind of look like him, actually, a little.
Really?
Bit. Yeah,
I
you
usually
do.
Get Matthew Broderick. I get him.
Really?
Everybody else. Yeah.
He's not funny.
Well, he's not a comic.
He's married
he's
to
man.
Somebody who's
Sarah Jessica Parker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too bad a life. Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. No. This tour, I have Salim, Mary Ellen Hooper, and John Mulroney. They've
Salim
all,
is in the other.
Salim's in the other room. Hanging
right.
out. Yeah. Very funny.
Right. Practicing for his routine tonight.
Yeah. He opens for Joan Rivers a lot. Been on the Tonight Show. And John Mulroney used to host Comic Strip Live. And Mary Ellen Hooper won an American Comedy Award as Best Female Stand-Up. These are, you know, that's the level that I sort of wanted to keep the tour at. That sort of was the challenge when stuff was rough here. To, you know, bring the best.
Never mind, Michael. We're going to keep. We'll forget about it because you are as important as you are, and this story is important. We're not going to worry about what Michael just told us in our ear.
Right.
Said 10 seconds. So, what is there that you find as a threat? I mean, it's so hard. It would seem to me, giving you the benefit of the doubt that I don't give most comedians,
right.
working in a. This is tragic. You're helping people
right.
using humor. Acknowledge a situation that is an unbelievable tragedy.
Right. Well, I can tell you the first show we ever did for the Kobe Mandel Foundation, I said, who's bringing me on stage? Because I go first and I MC. And they go, oh, we think the father, Seth Mandel.
Oh,
God, I don't want to follow that. So and Seth hits the stage. You could hear a pin drop.
Oh, of course.
You know, he speaks. And so and then he tells a very
and
nice
did
story.
Did he tell the story every time you do this
No,
show?
He basically said, here are the events we have coming up, which is very nice. And then he told a story from the Talmud about how... you know, Elijah the prophet goes walking through the marketplace and people go up and ask him who gets to go to the Garden of Eden, who merits the world to come. And he says, actually, those two people over there, who are they? Are they great sages? He goes, no, they're comedians, actually. And it's a true story written in the Talmud, you know, that, you know, other rabbis have told to me. And he brought me on stage with that, which is very nice. And then I said, another round of applause for Seth Mandel. And by the way, I hope that story is true because the other crap in my life ain't getting me in. So and then and they laugh, you know, and ever since then, it's been fine. You know, it really isn't an issue.
Well, you know what? You're to be congratulated and you deserve a little extra plaudit, if you will, even if you weren't funny, but I do have a sense you are. I may try to get these guys to bring
Usually,
me over to this
yeah.
tonight. We might, maybe we'll go over to, maybe we'll come over tonight.
Yeah, show tonight in Renana, and we have two shows in Jerusalem on Sunday.
Right. So congratulations to you
yeah.
and to Sherry. Everybody certainly sends their heart to you in the story, but you're taking this story and making something good out of it, which is the most important thing here. Your son isn't forgotten. What happened to him will be a story that continues on and on. And so you'd like to think that these things don't happen. They do. So you've made the best out of it. And the book, again, The Blessing of a Broken Heart, Sherry Mandel with two L's. Check.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Because I'm sooner or later going to show up. Michael says, okay, here we go. I'm in the other room. Well, I'm in the outer green room talking to these people. I will tell you, they're not in the studio with me now. Sherry Mandel has an important story. I mean, imagine, put yourself into her shoes. A mother who loses her child to terrorists. And it's happened, unfortunately, here. And it just brings you around to the mindlessness of the tragedies that take place because people don't agree with each other based on religious differences and, you know, they ought not to be here and all of those things that are just, man. When I get into this stuff, you know how I am. I go bananas, so I don't want to focus on it. But Avi Lieberman I can tell his vibes are very good. He's got a really good energy around him. So I'm going to try to convince the people that are sort of my handlers
<You're>
here to go over and see this. In the meantime, another sort of lighter aspect to this time of year is what we're doing every day at this time, the Christmas Star of the Day. And our star today is Frank Schaffner, Jennifer, who has a new record company called Rehits Records. It's a new independent record label dedicated to current-sounding cover versions of classic songs. Here is Frank Schaffner doing Ave Maria. Right away, I think I'm in the wrong pew.
Kind of two very different.
This is the one of the new songs from this company, Rehits Records. Frank Schaffner, the brains behind it. And here he has singer Larissa Ness singing a very contemporary version of Ave Maria. What do you think of Ave Maria, Jennifer?
I like it. It's different. It really is different from anything you've heard before. It starts with that fast, modern beat and then this beautiful voice. Wow.
Yeah. So, Frank Schaffner, welcome to Good Day. Are you basically a, in terms of music, are you an arranger? You have an orchestra? How have you, I mean, you run this record company, but what's been your background? Because the record company is new.
Yes, that's right, Doug. Basically, I was working for several years in different aspects of music. And then my main training was theory composition is what my degree was in. And then I began doing arranging, which I would write strings and horns for to go in recordings. So that was my main background. And it became clear that eventually, you know, I wanted to do my own thing because typically an arranger relies on being hired by different artists, producers, or what have you, relies on other people that, you know, you have to keep looking for the next gig and you don't really have a lot of control over that. Well, I wanted to have a little more control over what the music I was. I like pop music and wanted to try to do more things that I had more of an interest in. And so that's what I'm doing with Rehits Records.
So you actually started as a band leader, working with a band, and you were providing music for pretty upscale events in Los Angeles area, right?
I was working with Clark Keane Orchestras and Horace Hite Orchestras. These are society orchestras that play in Beverly Hills and just really high-end social events where they need music. And they would be doing, they would have different size groups that they would book, and up to and including big bands. There was a lot of big band music that was popular, still is. And but then he wanted me to do more contemporary top 40 hits off the radio for his organization, so they could you know, be playing the happening music at these events. So that's what I was doing for them.
So you're an arranger, then, somebody who takes the scores or charts. And this is a fascinating thing, and I don't want to get too technical necessarily, but I've always been, as an aside, if you'll follow with me for a minute, I've always been fascinated with how, I have a little musical background. I went to Heidelberg University in Northwest Ohio. I have a great music department there. And when you introduced yourself and said where you'd been trained, we had a lot of people that went through Heidelberg that are trained that way. And but I've never really understood how scores are charted. I don't get, you know, you used to listen to Frank Sinatra or any of these big people talk about who did the arrangement for whoever it was that, whether it was Nelson Riddle or back, you know, even back further into the days where the big bands were really successful, even today, because this music is becoming resurgently popular again. And it must be because we can take some of the music and make it applicable to the sound that people like today. Michael Bublé certainly comes to mind, and Harry Connick Jr. have done a great job. Brian Setzer, you can think about some of these people who brought back some of that music, or at least that sound. And they do it through the use of people like you who can hear the music. They, you know what it sounded like, and then you twist it or fix it so that it and I don't understand how you do that. How does that happen? How does your mind work that you can hear a translation of the music and you can put it down on a piece of paper?
Well, that's a good question, Doug. It does. You have to know the instruments. You have to know the ranges. So I know that a trumpet can play a high C is kind of getting at the top of their range. So you have to understand typically what musicians are comfortable playing and what the top ends and the low ends of their ranges are, those types of things. You have to know the transpositions of all the instruments. So a trumpet's in B flat, so you write it. It's not in the same key as a violin. So these are technical things. But you take somebody
like
that.
But you've got to be able to hear it. Don't you have to be able to hear it? You've got to have a mind that can hear what that instrument's going to sound like when you find that note.
That's right. You do have to imagine what the full orchestra sound is going to be after you get all those instruments playing what you want them to play. And, you know, a guy like Quincy Jones is one of my idols. And he started out arranging for Frank Sinatra, that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And yet today he came all the way forward and was doing Michael Jackson. So he did the Thriller album. So these are talents that are useful in all kinds of music today. And it's one of the things I like to do.
Maybe one of the acknowledgments here, and not to spend too much time on it, but when you consider there are eight notes on the scale, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, that's it. And from those eight notes, we hit sharps and flats, and we have all these various instruments, and we can do the electronic stuff, but it's still so basic. It gets down to those eight notes, and when you listen to the volumes of music that have been created by the geniuses of Bach and Beethoven and Mozart and the classical era, and then the music that has been popular for, you know, whenever you go back to the history of our country, and music was an important part of our westward expansion and things that were popular around the turn of the last century and through the mid period. It just I'm in Jerusalem this week, and the kind of music, I was invited to go to a show tonight put on by an Israeli musician, in addition to wanting to go to this other thing that we were talking about. And I've watched some of their music on television, and it has a whole different flavor. It sounds, you know, Middle Eastern, as it should. But again, the variety that comes from those eight notes, I don't mean to belabor, it just fascinates me that we can get all of that out of those eight notes.
Well, it is amazing. And of course, today, besides the traditional orchestral instruments, the key is the different sounds that they make. So today we're getting more into an electronic age, so you're starting to hear a lot of people are working with synthesizers and stuff. So you can, and to me, I like to combine the older orchestral instruments, trumpets or what have you, with the newer electronic sounds. And it's just another part of the palette that you can work with as an arranger.
Yeah, it's very, very clever, and you do a great job, and you're to be congratulated. This Rehits Records does acknowledge that there are new ways of people downloading music, having access to music. More people can become stars. You can help create people's careers that otherwise might not have a chance if they didn't get to the big fat guy in the corner office smoking a cigar. He didn't like your music. You were done. Now
exactly.
We have a chance. I mean, that's really what this is. You're giving people a chance. Good for you. So here's what, we'll spend a minute here. The most recent hit, you reimaged a version of the Duran Duran song New Moon on Monday, which features this singer. Is it Sayana Blue? Is that her name?
Well, you know, Doug, that was a nom de plume, and I can reveal for the first time to your audience that it's actually Tracy Bonham. She was a singer that had a... she had a hit, Mother Mother, in the 90s, and so she's still working today, touring, and she's doing very well. And so
that's cool. I like
I was
that.
Really happy to work with her, and the producer on that one was Anthony Resta, so they're phenomenal people.
All right, so those of you who are interested in the version of Ave Maria, some of the new Christmas music, or some of this other music that's been reimaged, you'll go to Rehits Radio. I'm sorry, rehits.com. It's case-sensitive, capital R-E, capital H-I-T-Z.com, for music like you heard the Ave Maria tune, and this one, New Moon on Monday. Frank Schaffner, congratulations, and thanks for being here on Good Day.
Thanks, Doug.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com, but Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Ma'am! Gifts for less than Office Max, like the Toshiba satellite laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now.
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Price is good through 12/10.
Better late than never. Sometimes the postscript. You know this song, Jen Jen?
I don't.
Really? New Moon on Monday. You don't remember the Duran Duran song?
Uh-uh.
All right, crank it up, Michael. Tracy Bonham. I like to acknowledge, if Richie were here, he'd probably get excited about this, too. Some of these new singers that do great things.
Different.
Well, it is different, and you like to have the inspiration of the of people who've been around a while, like Schaffner. He knows the business, so he knows what's going to work and what isn't going to work. And that, then you go into it with sort of a leg up when you're trying to do these sorts of things in the new way. So anyway, thanks to him and congratulations. A thought for you now, as we think about some of the things that have happened this past year, what happens if some of those tragedies happen to you? The worst happens, unthinkable happens. Storm hit the East Coast a couple of weeks ago, had 4 million people wondering how they would eat. The fires, the droughts, the storms of the past year literally drive food prices through the roof. And that's going to not just happen for the rest of this year, but for years to come. So you ought to be prepared. You need to protect your family. You know that I would, you've been listening to me for a long time, and that I wouldn't underscore something unless I really thought it was important. I've really never said anything quite like this about this subject. But this is about survival, your family, your loved ones during an emergency. What will you do if the worst happens to you and your family? What will you do if tomorrow is a blizzard? And that's a possibility in the Northeast. Could happen any time from now until next April. Or the tornado next spring, or the flood after things thaw out, or the earthquake. It can happen any time. Will you have food for yourself, your family, and your loved ones? What do you do? The answer is to do what I have done, part of the Food Supply Depot. I'm now part of that team. It's an ultimate gift that you could give yourself, give your loved ones. This is a special gift, very carefully prepared for a special holiday season. This remarkable company produces the finest quality packaged food products that have a shelf life of 20 years. You heard me right, 20 years. It's wonderfully delicious. It's nutritious. And these foods that are supplied in these protective plastic buckets, all you have to do is add water. They'll provide you and your family with truly gourmet quality food at a time when you can't get to the market, when you don't have electricity, when you're needing food and the only place you have it is on your shelf because you've been smart enough to get this delivered to you. You go, this is not a difficult thing to do. And by the way, I don't think there's a better gift for you or your family. Now that you have heard the story, write down this web address, foodsupply.com/Doug Steffen. Or you can go to DougSteffen.com and go to the family page, my friends page, and you'll see the info on the Food Supply Depot there. Do it now. Do it for your family. Here's the web address again, foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen, or go to DougSteffen.com and look for the Food Supply Depot label under the Friends section. And by the way, every time you buy the Food Supply Depot, if you use the code Doug, will ship it to you free. And I'm going to make sure that some of the money is given to a special Veterans Affairs group. So check it out, will you please, online?
It's the Toys R Us 50% off sale, and it's one day only. This Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Get our lowest prices of the season, like 50% off top toys from Barbie, Fisher-Price, Star Wars, and more. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us, our biggest loyalty offer ever. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here with a story about ADHD and information that's linked to a genetic connection, Ken?
Doug, out this week in the medical journal Nature Genetics, variations in genes involved in brain signaling pathways appear to be linked to attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, what we call ADHD. And the good news is the findings suggest that drugs that act on these pathways, Doug, may offer a new treatment option for ADHD patients with the gene variants.
What about this 3D TV and what impact it has on children?
American Epilepsy Society annual meeting in Baltimore this week. Children with epilepsy did not appear to be faced with an increased risk for seizures while watching 3D TV. However, the results did reveal that about 1 in 5 of these children is vulnerable to other unpleasant reactions when watching 3D television, including nausea, headaches, and dizziness.
Great. So keep your kid away from 3D, period. End of story. Dr. Ken here on Good Day at 51 past the hour.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better.
Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Three past the hour now. Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Technology Tailor time and technology in the focus. If, sometimes when I think about Alex and what he does, Jennifer, he's actually pretty pensive. He's pretty thoughtful. He does a lot of good research. Would you like a peek at what will make the new Apple television work?
Yeah.
It'll be very special. So I guess it's pretty expensive. I'm sure of that. I think we've heard some of the stories from Richie about how expensive it's going to be. Alex Goldfain, who is our technology tailor, will preview Apple television for us next here on Good Day.
It's the Toys R Us 50% off sale, and it's one day only. This Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Get our lowest prices of the season, like 50% off top toys from Barbie, Fisher-Price, Star Wars, and more. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us, our biggest loyalty offer ever. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Rumors have been more intense than usual lately on the possibility of Apple launching its first television next year. It makes sense, as we've recently learned, that one of Steve Jobs' priorities was to conquer the television world after ruling the music, phone, and tablet markets. Well, last week, Piper Jaffray analyst Gene Munster talked about this Apple television. First, he said, it'll be expensive. According to CNET, he said it'll cost twice as much as the average television being sold today. But what will be special about the Apple TV? Obviously, everything will run over the internet. It will probably come with Siri support, meaning you'll control the TV with your voice. You'll say turn on the football game, and the television will. You'll also probably be able to control the TV from your iPhone and your iPad, and it'll integrate with iCloud, so you can view photos, listen to music, and watch home movies. All of this without any additional box hooked up to the TV. All the technology necessary will be in the television already. I'm Alex Goldfain.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose.
Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com, but Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max! Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly! Knowledgeable staff standing by! Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay! Prices good through 12/10!
One new national report finds that comprehensive graduated driver licensing laws could save a lot of lives, thousands in fact, and billions of dollars every year. Brian Osich has more for you.
A new report called License to Save from the Allstate Foundation and the National Safety Council finds that if all states adopted comprehensive laws to help young teen drivers gain experience under supervised and less risky conditions, about 2,000 lives could be saved. Allstate's Vicki Dinges says these laws can help teens become safer drivers.
A graduated driver license law is a way to help keep our kids safer on the streets. It's a multi-tiered approach. It includes things like no cell phone use in the car, permits at 16, full driver licenses at 18, as well as limits on nighttime driving.
Right now, there are bills in Congress that will put graduated driver licensing laws on a national level. But Dinja says parent support is needed.
The parent-teen driving agreement is a perfect opportunity for parents to sit down with their children and have a conversation about what it means to be a safe driver. The agreement includes the specific laws for your state. You can find a copy of it at allstatefoundation.org.
That's Newsbreak from Allstate.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. Saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
It's 59 past the hour. Listening to today's Doug Steffen Good.
Have you?